Welcome back. Let's see if we can take some few calls before we go on this commercial. And okay, I see your messages. Hi, good morning, police man killed in Taraba again. God, please protect police officers all over Nigeria. This one's that would that was killed by soldiers in the same Taraba. What does anyone do to deserve this? You, my brother, policeman. Okay. Donald in Bwari, I just, if you can write me back, I would be glad to take that for a better read. Some words were missing there. All right. Good morning, the Bilonia. And Pa Andrew from Suleja says, if Bwari has not emerged as president, nobody would believe what he's playing out now. Almost every Nigerian believes Bwari is the Messiah. Even the so-called spiritual leaders, thank God for everything. Faithless, okay. It's okay. Let's leave it at that because of language. Yeah? And who do we have here? Good morning. The presidency says if PDP wish something happened like the answers. Okay. It's true talk because of their body language and their action speaks louder. But they have forgotten their days. People should know that we are in the country. May God bless Nigerians. Ahmed from Suleja sends in. And who do we have here? Bilonia, good morning. APC says PDP will die if they are planning any national protest. Is laughable. And nothing is working in this country. And they expect that the masses are to clap for them. And for the Obiano, he should be squeezed. Do you mean squeezed? Every kobo should be taken away from him. God bless Nigeria. James from Gwarimpa sends that in. And this person says, Soludo should get down to work. People of Anambra voted him and trusting him that he will correct all the wrongs of the past government and impact on their lives positively. Let him avoid blame games and allow the institution, the relevant institution of government, handle Obiano's. Okay, Chi Gozerem from Jabi sends that in via WhatsApp. Appreciate you. And about the security, some policemen were killed in Taraba, and Taraba is an APC state. People have known the secret behind all this crisis, so you cannot use it to win election. The new governor of Anambra should check Obiano very well to see if he looted before and should be arrested. People that are trying their possible best to win elections are those people that were in power before. And they loot our money before. If they are given the opportunity again, they will loot more than before. Thank you and God bless Nigeria. Thank you for that kind prayer. All right. And LFZ, with this kind of humongous and scandalous financial strength of quantum of billions coming from Obiano of Anambra State, can Nigeria still trust any from anyone from the southeast? Looking at presidency 2023, Patrick from ABJ. Patrick, I mean, you can't just generalize the people with one person. No, that's not done. That is completely not statement of fact. Please, that's not a statement of fact. All right, and of course the counter has told me to hold on as we go for this quick
presidential candidate in Nigeria. I'd like an opportunity to restore the dignity of Nigeria.
Year 2022. We take you back to all the stories that deserve.
We have our foundational issues, we have economic issues, we have issues of development.
The future of the story. The future of election.
I announce that I seek the nomination of a political party for the office of the President of Nigeria.
The future of Nigeria.
You don't just wake up and say you want to be president of the country. I've prepared for it for over 30 years.
This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Okay, and let's go straight here. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Morning, the billionaire. This is Mike, you're welcome.
Mike, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. I want to talk still on Cambodia now. For my government, I think I'm number 6.
Okay.
You see, you've got a business. The situation where we drive governors absolute humility to the point that even if we see them stealing money, we can't call upon them to come out of office. I'm starting at it because this is what we were told. We drew tens of billions of dollars cash from the bank, right? And we couldn't say anything because he has humility. Let me also say to you, had it been Obi and Osteno and last, like other governors, when they voted for new senators, Obi and Osteno doesn't need to run to try to run the U.S. All he needs is just to transit to the Senate. And even if we go to the Senate, we can track him for 10 years, even if he's convicted and sentenced to jail, he will still be enjoying his salary and allow him to enjoy as a senator. There is nobody, even if it's my father that is a politician, that is giving such absolute immunity and have so much money around him, I won't trust him that he won't take more time for the death himself with our money.
Mm.
Look, until we stop this mess, this official corruption support, we'll go anywhere. Like, in case, okay, yes, he told us that they are still on their watch list for only God knows how long. Now they're writing in the ministry of changing the people. So we need all this for the fact that they are already.
All right. Thank you.
We are just taking a discussion. All
right. Thank you, Mike. Who do we have here? Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Jamil, calling from Utaku.
All right, Jamil from Utaku, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, you people are doing a wonderful job.
We appreciate you too.
Yeah, honestly, what government for Anambra State did is a good development, because it's better for him to open up and let the people know that this is exactly what the former governor did before leaving office. Because if he starts taking him to court and EFCC starts arresting, nobody will come out and say that it's politically witch hunting him.
Mm.
And secondly, I want people to understand that what Rosati is doing is not good for Wuye Junction. It will interchange to their office. Early morning at 6 o'clock now, they keep on harassing people as on my way coming to Otago, I saw them dealing with people collecting their cases.
No, but Jamilu, how do you mean that Rosati are harassing people? How? Like, can you explain?
We see what happened, but you see, when people are coming from early morning like this, from after 6 to 7, even though if their paper or anything is not in order, the best way to deal with them is to make sure that they talk to them, tell them what to do, but not collecting their key, gathering their motto. Because the minister gave an order, most of the people that these people carry are going to work, and you now deny them and hold them. This early morning, we passed and saw a lot of cars stranded there because of the rest of the that came out early the morning. And they give an order. It's okay for them to arrest and to enforce their law, but let them start from 10 o'clock as minister's order, which is very good.
All right,
anybody that did not did commit offense, let them impound the car, arrest them. But let that time that the minister gives them, let them use from that time. Not early morning, at only at 6, 7:30. You now come stop, block the road.
Let
them start change to their office to the seven. They now block that road and keep on disturbing people.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Jamilu. But then again, I mean, if you need to get your car papers done, do it. If you all the documents that are needed, make sure your driver's license is not expired, is up to date. You know, I mean, regardless, do what you are supposed to do on your own part. You behind the wheel, you should do what you're supposed to do. Fasten your seatbelt, have your papers complete so there's no form of harassment. Because, I mean, two wrongs do not make any right at some point. Hello?
Hello, Sahel. Good morning, the billionaire.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Omenka John.
Omenka John, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yes, Sahel.
Yes, sir.
The policeman that returned 300,000 naira bribe is different from the one that returned 600,000 naira bribe.
There are
that
two of them.
600,000 was mistakenly paid into his account. And it return the money.
Okay.
And I want to thank the IG for, you know, recognizing hitmen like this. We need more of them in the Nigerian police force. Then, Zahir.
Yes, sir.
Ubiano, before he left, I mean, before he handed over, they told him, Ubiano, go and show yourself, present yourself to the SEC. But rather, he chose to present himself at the International Mohammed Airport in Lagos. So, and that is why he is where he is. So imagine, 300 million naira cash somewhere in government office. In this our time, there is still more that we are yet to hear about. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Aminka John. Let's see here on WhatsApp. Mike from Buhari says, good morning, LFE. The APC supporters are begging PDP to support their government, but I cannot remember if President Buhari ever supported PDP during their administration. But then again, I mean, the government is for the people. So it's not a section government. It's not government of only APC people. I mean, President Muhammadu Buhari is the president of Nigeria, not president of APC Nigerians, as it is. Abi? Okay. Good morning, the billionaire for Obiano. They should auction his assets and use the proceeds to start paying for the debt he left behind to save or serve as deterrent. Simple. Alexo from Ushafa sends that in via WhatsApp. Okay, thank you. Hello. All right, sorry that didn't stay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Please call me back. That wasn't so clear. Hello. This didn't stay. Hello. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, the billionaire.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel Owusu-Kanu from Kobo.
You're welcome, let's talk.
Yes. I want to start on a very strong news. We should don't allow religion to come into politics in Nigeria. After the arrest of Obiano, there was a reason for that protesting Israel. And I'm like, what?
I didn't get that. Say that again.
Yeah. After the arrest of Obiano, there was a reason for that.
There was what?
A reason for that.
Oh, man. Emmanuel, please call me back. Didn't seem to hear that. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Salasi calling.
Salasi, you're welcome.
I want to talk about the killing in Southern Kaduna, right, to start something back.
Yes.
Honestly, Sahel, as I saw that yesterday, I wasn't myself. A small, little children and women. I can imagine how these people were crying for help. They were crying for survival. They are crying for their life to be rescued. But these people, they were murdered in their sleeping. They must have locked the house and burned them. And I saw others for their farms on their the heaps of yams. You know where the heap that they normally make. Men and women and children are being killed. And we have government and they are here. All of them are in the FCT thinking of their primaries and their convention while people are dying. Please, they should rescue these innocent people that don't have someone to protect them. Even the soldiers that paid their supreme price, may Almighty God granted their family the fortitude to bear this irreparable loss, a loss that can be averted. We are not talking of natural disaster. We are talking of something that can be avoided. And people are being killed every day. They want to, I don't know what the mission of all this. They don't want to, they want to capture their community by doing all this and killing them, burning their houses. For what reason? What is the offense of this 2-year-old, 3-year-old did to all these bandits? It's so abhorring. In fact, it's so painful. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Salasi. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, ELVZ, Abubakar from Bogota.
You're welcome, Abubakar. Let's talk.
The former governor Anambra is in the news. But he's not only the problem. It's our financial system that allows every governor, every minister to have the assets to national treasury to live at the end. We must take this from becoming freedom enjoyed by public, every public holder who occupy office, who can, he has a privilege to mismanage, to lose. It is only, it's not only obvious. Every person do that. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Abubakar. Let's take this one. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Billionaire.
Good morning to you.
How was the match?
Very well. And you?
Fine, sir. I get Salasi and Mala Bakari from Wabalada and Mommy and Barista Hassan.
All right.
And good luck.
You didn't tell us your name.
My brother. Killing
you didn't tell us your name. Hello?
Hello?
You didn't tell us your name.
Okay, my name is Mala Aruna Kumba.
All right, you're welcome.
If things not going well, people must stop. They are killing us in 2016 up to today. And some people accuse us that we are attacking Muhammad Buhari. So they are attacking. Anybody when the government is leaving, they take life of a party, we must stop. The same thing we do in the political of Jamaica. When Boko Haram are keeping in the notice. We win that one and pursue the Jonathan for power. And when Muhammad Buhari came back and things will get worse, across Nigeria, people are killing. Please, I advise Muhammad Buhari, he should resign. And
you can't, I mean, you can't just say, oh, he should resign. I mean, you someone who is elected into an office, you rather wait and use your PVC. I mean, if you don't want a particular government, use your, there's a timeline set for this. Use your PVC, vote in the one that you want, the one you feel will do better or do what you want. But you just say, oh, you should just resign. I don't know how that works. Hello? Hello? Okay, that didn't stay. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
How are you doing? Superman on the line.
Who?
Superman.
Superman.
How are you doing, brother?
Interesting. Wow, Superman in Nigeria? That's interesting.
Well, all things being equal, I believe you can agree that Nigeria does need Superman. It's current state we're in, honestly, I think we definitely do.
All right. So, how many buildings will you be flying over today?
No. How many vessels of petrol will I bring into the country then?
Now you are speaking my language.
Well, anyway, you know what? Something caught my attention.
Okay.
Nigeria Info. Let me just ask an honest question. Are you, is it government-owned?
No,
Are you from government?
We are not government-owned station. We are a private-owned station.
Okay. And regardless of whatever the government is doing, right, you can't really point it out or say ill of, not necessarily say ill of government, but be against some decisions the government makes. Can't you, like, raise questions about it, you know, raise some observations or some objections about what, because honestly, anytime, like the previous caller, what he just said, Muhammad Buhari should resign. That's his own opinion, and as a citizen, he has a right to his own opinion, right? And for all you know, he might have a PVC and he might have voted, and the current president let him down.
Okay, so Superman, let me cut in here.
In office, I was about to add, people in office, right? If you mess up, The
the right thing to do is just to step down quietly and amicably. And that doesn't happen here in Nigeria. It doesn't happen.
So I'm glad you say that doesn't happen in this part of the world, and especially for we here. I mean, we have our own, we have our own editorial guide, and we follow it to the letter. So
no, that's, no, but it sounds like you're defending the government. As
a, you're I mean, where if you've listened so far to this station for a long time, you know that. I mean, we bring you the good. So we bring you the conversation. We bring you the news. I mean, regardless of it, where the government is also doing well, and if it's in the news, of course we say it to you. So we're not government owned. We're not political.
You're leaning more towards. You're trying to be so cautious. You know, you're walking on eggshells. Good morning, brother. Thank you very much. Well done. You're walking on eggshells when it comes towards the government, right? And you don't really point out what's really obvious.
Anyway,
they're not doing well. Can you say they're not doing well on air? Your station.
Of course, if you've been listening, of course. I mean, okay. Areas where we have...
The government is not doing well and we need somebody new in that seat.
Did you listen to Rise to Wisdom today?
No, just say yes or no. Somebody is not doing well.
No. Did you listen to Rise to Wisdom today?
No, unfortunately, I didn't.
Okay, so that I think that's why. Just if you had listened, that would have really helped our conversation here.
Because we'll continue. I'm happy we're interacting like this.
All right, thank you.
You're taking over for Femidi, right?
Yes, no, for the time he'll be on leave.
Okay. I hope he's okay.
He is.
All right, so thank you very much.
Thank you. And you too, Superman. Interesting conversation there. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
This is Simon from Gowarada.
All right, you're welcome.
You see, we are talking of killing. Say, I don't know. The killing did not start today. And we appreciate this government, unlike before, when we could not go to our worship center. Nowhere we could go that time. And we fail to appreciate the government. Say, yeah, the killing. We have to change our mindset.
When you talk about killings and you talk about it making it look like it's just killings, those are human life we're talking about. Those are people's family. Those are people's father, people's mother. Those are people only, a family only child. And the like, those are breadwinner for some people. So let's not make it look like it's just an ordinary life.
I understand what you are saying. What I'm saying is this, FMG.
My name is Ella Fizzy.
Billionaire.
Yeah.
You see, we should appreciate this government. They tried their best. You know, in Abuja, how many people at that time? We could not go anywhere that time. We should appreciate the government. Some people are just saying all this because of Buhari. Buhari has never brought any problem to ourselves. Let me tell you, what we are facing in Nigeria, and let me tell you the whole world now, is because of our sin. Sin too much on the land, we have to repent.
Wow, Ahmed, thank you. Interesting. Here you want to play God again. Says because of our sin. Why not leave God to that? I mean, I can tell you about other places where, they do crazy stuff. But things still go smoothly as it's supposed to. So let's not play God. Leave that role about sin for God. That's God's role to know. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ella Fizzy.
Yes, good morning to you.
Thank you. My name is Ella.
Ella, you're welcome. Let's talk.
So about this killing, especially the one that occurred in Kaduna, and of course I know that coffee has been imposing some of those areas. You know, sometimes I'm wondering if mothers actually gave birth to these killers, did they ever feel love at any point in their life? What is the offense of children? What is the offense of even the people that they also kill? What is their offense? Why is it that there is no value for life anymore in this country? And then the government of the day is not living up to its responsibility, to its promises, to bring this thing to an end. Honestly, if there's anything I have to say here, it is a popular saying, that a name that goes Ode Mena. Like, never again should we find ourselves as a country in this situation, in this position. Again, it will always end with may God help us. But we have to play our part as humans. We have to play our part as leaders. It is obvious this government has failed us. I believe that there is still future regardless for us, and there is still hope.
All right. Thank you so much, Ella. Thank you. Appreciate you. Hello. Hey, Umar, you're welcome. Let's talk.
I don't know, your own line is not going through. My take about the cardinal killing, raising to 30 something, and to some people, is a norm that it's happening before the DVD. And somebody could come out and say, it's not today, it's been happening before. Like, it's a normal thing. But the fact that the ones that think that are this today are not up to what was killed in the area of PPP. I hope you will not get to him. I hope you not get to him. I pray. You know, government is stop. These people being killed are human beings. Like you said, they have relations, dependents, and all that. People come and see them randomly like that. I don't know. My anger about this is the fact that people who do killing are known. And they're from a particular region. They are all over the country, they're everywhere. In my state, they are there. In my small village, they do kill that. And we know them. The facts are very clear. And only enough, our government really doing much about it. Or is it because they are benefiting or something? Or is it because they go for their reason? I don't get it.
Right.
Killing, blood. I hope I'm not going to that this will not get to something.
No. I mean, Umar, let's not start hitting on anybody's personality. All right. Thank you, Umar, for your contribution. Thank you. Appreciate you. And Jamil from Kubwa says, good morning, the billionaire. I disagree with you that the president should not resign and we should wait for elections. If a president is overwhelmed, it is a legitimate call to call for his resignation. It's an honorable thing to do. The fact that we don't follow convention in Nigeria is why we allow some level of mediocrity. Okay, who do we have here? Good morning to you, my friend, the billionaire. You just disappointed me because you yanked that guy off. I meant his right to ask for. I didn't just yank him off. I told him, I mean, we can also wait. This president was voted in. We are in the eve of election. And Jamil is saying, oh, I disagree with you. We can call for... Another person says, oh, you just yank him off. I'm disappointed at that. Okay, it's all good. Who do we have here? Victor from Duse. Calling for the president's resignation does not warrant you to cut off. Okay, that's fine. It's all good. And let's see. Who do we have here? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
This is Christopher calling from Central Area.
This who?
Christopher calling from Central Area.
You're welcome, let's talk.
Sahel, about the killing in Kaduna. It's a very terrible and bad situation. My sister is involved in that incident that happened just a few days. We don't know whether she's alive. We don't know whether she's dead. Because their house has been burned down and they run that night, we don't even know her whereabouts up to now. The line are not going because the husband is a pastor in that village. So we don't know. Up to now, we are still in darkness. In fact, I'm confused. Secondly, telling Mr. President to resign is not an offense. It has been happening all over the world. Here cannot be an exception. It can happen here. Though it's not happening, but it can happen.
Okay.
And calling for president to resign is not an offense.
I didn't say it's an offense either.
Yes, because we vote for him.
Okay.
Yes. So all right. We can still tell him to resign if he's not doing what what we are expecting from him.